Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
Above all things, being fervent in your love among yourselves, for love covereth a multitude of sins. 1 Peter 4:8. The need is for love, and the greatest problem that people have is less love than what they need. Follow after love. Be engrossed in it. See that you love one another with a pure heart, fervently. And this goes back to 1 Peter. Seeing you have purified your souls in your obedience to the truth, unto unfeigned love of the brethren, love one another from the heart fervently. When you read the book of Titus, you have to love young women as sisters and the young men as brothers. When a guy and a girl go out to a movie or do anything, then people in the church automatically say, oh, don't they make a cute couple?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're hearing wedding bells and, oh man, now they got three kids. And, you know, and that is an unfortunate thing because, and that has stymied a lot of relationships with singles, is because of the body putting something on them that should not be there.
Right.
Right.
And if anybody would have had this lesson first, they would have learned to love each other as a brother and sister, then that type of a pressure is never put on people that just want to go out and relate with each other.
Right.
Yeah.
Or like what we did, well, we were a little older. I went out with Ed. I didn't just did it to relate to him, because he wasn't being able to come to too many services. And, you know, I just was a blessing to be a blessing to him. And that's why I went out with him. And then the Lord told me, this isn't just for that. Get to know him.
Yeah.
There's something here.
There you go. There you go.
It's amazing what we've brought into this walk with God. Out of the salon parlors, corner taverns, ladies' aid society, men's clubs, in the form of rumor and innuendo. And it's really heartbreaking because, like you said, it has caused many just friendships not to get a chance.
Right, right.
That's the one thing, too. You know, you're treating them as brothers and sisters. But the thing is that what you're looking for is a best friend. It doesn't have anything to do with going out and having relationships and stuff like that. You know, if you want to go out as a group. I mean, that's what a lot of the people were doing when I was first started in a church. Rather than going out with one person, you go out with a whole group. And it's amazing how many friends you start gathering together.
Yeah.
And they can become best friends. And then it's out of that best friend thing that comes that the Lord will say, well, guess what? You found. You know, and then you can go for it. But it'll be the leading of the Lord. But if you're so worried about finding a mate, you're gonna miss it because you look at everybody. Let's face it, you know, girls look at the guys with the muscles and guys look at the really girls with the beautiful figures. But the thing is, most of them are not for you. So find yourself a best friend first.
Yeah, get to know someone.
Get to know someone. And, you know, right down to the fact that, hey, well, what's your favorite color? You know, so you know that person. You know, you understand where they're coming from. And when you enter into a relationship after that, you're already talking. It's not just, you know, a thing of where you're trying to look for this and see if they're going to be the right ones. You already know the person And it's easier to relate, because that's the biggest downfall of a lot of marriages, is they never learn to relate, and they got into it, and a few years later, they're divorced.
There's one level above that best friend, and that's brother and sister. And that's because the first relationship we have is with the Father. Our second relationship is with one another as brother and sister.
Right.
And that relationship is very important, because that's where you see Christ in your brother,
mm-hmm.
your sister. That's where your family. Then when you go to the level of friendship, even best friends, that's a level of commitment, contract, marriage, so on and so forth. That's the third level. It's amazing that, yes, you can climb that ladder, actually descend the ladder and to that marriage situation. But the cry of my heart is, marriage doesn't work in the will of God. That those involved do not lose the higher level relationship.
Right.
If the relationship is begun right and followed, your first brother and sister, your family, your ecclesia, when it comes down to being married, because the purpose of marriage is to serve God, and just because together it didn't work out doesn't mean that either one turns their back on each other as being brother and sister, which is a higher level of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It grieves me to see so many people put all their hopes on the third level of relationship, and it fails, and they don't know why. That thing that drives people when they come together has got to be Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Right, right.
I look at my wife, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Mm-hmm.
And you never lose that relationship with them.
Right.
It's all about how you relate.
Right.
Actually, you can start out on any level. It's where you end up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God in His grace can make it work.
You know, the scripture talks about He laid down His life for us. We ought to lay our lives down for our brethren. And that's a level of love that I was really wanting to reach into and talk about, because love, we know, covers a multitude of sins.
Right.
And as you begin to shield or cover a brother or sister, then you help them out of 9/10 of their problems. If you see a fault, love doesn't care
right.
about that fault. A legalistic type person will come down hard on somebody who's in a fault or in a problem. But love is what comes in and covers that.
Yes.
It doesn't say, well, that's okay. No, you help cover it. You help them get through to the other side of whatever it is that they're going through.
You don't justify it.
Correct. That's the point. Yes. Perfect.
But you love them through it.
Yes.
You don't let go of them no matter what they're going through, because if you don't let go of them, then they'll know that they can trust you and that you won't leave them no matter what happens.
When you start with that type of a love, then it carries you through in, like what Dale was saying, the next lower level. of relationships when you get married, because if you have forgiveness, if you have a love that covers, then no matter what happens, you're still going to be in love. And I think that's the foundation that so many people have missed. Somebody who really doesn't like you,
right?
Commit yourself to loving them anyway.
And praying for them.
Yeah, because if you can love them, then that is stepping out of the physical level of love, and you're appropriating God's love for that person instead. You know, the scripture says, love your enemies, do good to those that hate you, and spread a table out before your enemies.
Yeah.
These are all acts of kindness and love. It is that application. It's that working. If you can love someone who absolutely hates you, Jesus loved those people who hung him on the cross.
Right.
And those who whipped him and beat him. Stephen loved those guys who were stoning him. That's how you can come and say, forgive them, Father. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And that's the level of love we need to step into, no matter where you're at, whether it's in a tiny little Bible study, if you're in a church setting, or, my God, even in the country. You know, people are talking about racism today and all these other things, and it's like, that stuff vanishes when you simply love the person. It makes no difference what their skin color is, makes no difference what their acts are. If it's a love like what God loves us, then that covers everything.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. You can feel that love because you're giving it an action. You're putting it, love is a verb, folks.
Mm-hmm.
I can say God loves you, but God's kind of out there in people's thinking. And so when you can say, I love you
mm-hmm.
with God's love and prove it, it's like, no matter what you do, you're not going to shake my love for you.
Love yourself. Love one another.
Yeah.
People are looking for honesty and integrity. They have had enough of half-truth, half-action. Actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
Actions in the spirit. It's easy to tell somebody you love them. Can you send it in the spirit?
Yeah.
How do I convey to you love? I prophesy it. I take something that's in the heart of God, I draw it down, and I speak it out. I don't think we think about that much. It's just too easy to say.
You're right.
Honestly, think about it and do what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I know God's put me about on the spot about that. You know, Linda and I are crazy. Today, I think probably we told each other we loved each other 12, 14 times. Maybe more. And if we get out in the car back roading, we're holding hands. Love you, sweetheart. Sure glad you came along. You know, like I was going to go by myself. What it does, and I'm telling you, it keeps you on your toes. Because Satan is coming in to break up relationships. It sounds sappy. It sounds soulish.
Yeah.
I love you, Dale.
I thank you. And I take it.
Love you, Alan. I do. I really love you guys.
I love you, Ed.
We love you guys. We do.
Guys too.
Yeah.
What we do is we expand that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we're sitting here holding hands.
That's what Christy and I do. Everybody opens up to a blessing that comes from a heart of love.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.